This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, Leslie, our feeder cattle traded and closed negative, and the closes were near the station lows. While the live cattle traded and closed on the mixed side, we saw some help from cash in the feed yards today being higher at the price of 162 in the south, 163 in the north. We also saw choice box beef today up $1.17 at midday, select boxes up $1.42 on a movement of total movement, that is, of 80 loads. Now, the lean hogs traded and closed mixed today after yesterday's neutral to slightly negative hog and pig report. On the close today, December cattle, 65 cents higher. February live cattle, 2 cents lower. While the January feeders were down 237, March feeders down 255, and February lean hogs at 35 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U features breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpjs.com/sorghumu for more information. Sorghum U is brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkout Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal. As stewards of the industry, P&K Equipment supports those who work the land. With great deals on John Deere tractors and hay tools, when you purchase an eligible utility tractor or baler or mower conditioner, you can get $1,000 off your total purchase. And the best part is, this offer can be stacked for extra savings. So hurry into P&K or visit us at pkequipment.com. It's our way of saying thanks to you. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/30/15, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Other incentives may be available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, it wasn't a very pretty day for the grain in the soy complex. After early session mixed trading, we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans go negative, and they stayed negative and closed negative today. There was no fresh news or any price negative news to go along with today's lower closes. The grains have been holding price levels that have been mostly supported by technical and fund buying, and today's profit-taking took control and pulled the prices lower. Most contracts today made new lows and closes for the week. We saw at the close today, March KC wheat 20¾ cents lower, July KC down 21, March Chicago wheat down 24 cents, March corn down 6¼, July corn down 5½, January soybeans 9¾ negative, with the March soybeans down 10½, and March cotton 4 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Have a Merry Christmas.